USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, pleaded guilty to making false statements to Congress about his efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. That's according to court filings that were released after the plea. Cohen admitted he worked on the project through June of 2016, much later than he said in his congressional testimony. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News he's not sure what in the world this means.
I don't know what Mr. Cohen's plea means in the grand scheme of things, and I've listened to a lot of commentators talk about it, but frankly, it's just rank speculation.
Right.
This is one more log on the fire of speculation.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was down 27 points to close the day at 25,338. And former Minnesota Governor Jesse "The Body" Ventura says he's thinking about running for president in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Two economic reports have just been released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits during Thanksgiving week rose to the highest level in 6 months. At 234,000 in total, it was up by 10,000 from the week before. But analysts say the spike is probably stemming from the holiday falling on an earlier date than usual. A report released by the Commerce Department finds consumers boosted their spending in October at the fastest pace in 7 months. Consumer spending rising a sharp 0.6%. The Commerce Department saying it's the biggest increase since a similar gain in March, and it was three times faster than the 0.2% September performance.
According to Georgetown University, around 276,000 more children didn't have health insurance in 2017 compared with 2016. It's the first time this number has gone up in 10 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The LA Auto Show kicks off on Friday, and much of the buzz is regarding General Motors' announcement that they're closing 7 plants and eliminating more than 14,000 jobs. Mike Caudill is at the LA Auto Show. He was on Fox News and says things seem rather somber in the GM booth.
Yeah, guys, well, I'll tell you right now, it's kind of a little somber here in the General Motors booth across my way over the shoulder. Cadillac, of course, they're going to be dropping 2 product lines. On Monday, they announced that they're going to be doing away with 6 product lines within the General Motors brand, right? So 6 passenger cars. We've talked about the trend in the industry being the fact that everyone's moving to sport utilities and trucks, and that's an indication of where the market is going, and Cadillac and General Motors as a whole are trying to right the direction that they're going with those vehicles.
Caudill also shares another interesting nugget.
I think the other thing here to really take into consideration at the auto show is the fact that Mary Barra is not here. And that's definitely an indication as well. That's definitely an indication as well as to what's happening in the industry as a whole. I don't think they want to address any press conferences or press releases, or they don't want to be doing any interviews here at the auto show. I think they want to lay low. Reality is for General Motors that they are trying to do a market correction with their product lineup right now that's out there in the marketplace.
The buzz at the auto show this year is all around crossover vehicles and SUVs, as we're hearing that Honda and Toyota are both releasing new ones. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.